Chairman,
Paul might not have been able to remember what the components of the $80 million demerger costs were. If I can just remind him that $55 million of that was buying out options, some of which apparently weren't even issued, to a series of executives. $55 million of cash, of our money, buying out options. Now, I don't need to remind everyone here that the Asciano share price has gone from $11 to $2.15 over the past 15 months. Toll has plunged from $12.50 to $5.77. That's a combined $7.92 today. Could you please inform the meeting of the assumptions that were used to come up with a calculation, a future share price calculation, that justified a $55 million cash payout to executives as a condition precedent of the demerger?
At the time of the demerger, there was a value creation of $25 in shareholders' hands. The Toll shares were trading at $15, and the Asciano shares were issued at a bit over $10. So there was a $25 value in shareholders' hands. No one had the foresight or were a crystal ball to predict what was going to happen to world economic conditions that have happened now. But at the time that the share options were issued, which were voted on by shareholders at the 2006 AGM and were in the scheme document and voted on, the value created was $25. So there was a value creation in shareholders' hands. If they chose to sell those shares, they had the value. And there was a reward to in the long-term incentive scheme to executives. The reason they were bought out was we had undertakings set by the regulator that executives in Asciano couldn't hold Toll shares and Toll executives couldn't hold Asciano shares. And at the time of the demerger, it was unknown which executives were going to which business. And the board made the decision to buy out based on independent valuations, buy out those share options. So that's how it was done.
Who provided that independent assessment? And can you tell me, for instance, the assumptions that were made on performance hurdles? I mean, these options that were issued all had performance hurdles that Toll had to achieve 10 to 15% earnings per share growth over the next 3 years. So how much did you assume everyone achieved? I mean, you were looking into the future. Did you assume 100%, 30%? I mean, how do you get to 55 million? You must have made some specific assumptions to get there, surely.
The independent experts' report made valuations based on the historic performance of the vesting of Toll, and the board accepted the independent experts' report and went along with it, and that's where it was done, and we're quite comfortable it was done the correct way.
Now, Chairman, one of your major shareholders has given me a copy of this report that was put out by Risk Metrics, the proxy advisory business which advises institutions how to vote. Now, Risk Metrics has advised shareholders vote against the remuneration report based apparently from reading this report on new information that Toll has provided to Risk Metrics about how the calculations were made in justifying that $55 million payout. Now, I understand you're in possession of this report. Can I confirm that's correct?
Yes.
Now, this report says that the earnings per share growth assumption that was made in justifying the $55 million payout was 24% earnings per share growth. Can you confirm that that is correct?
Oh, I can't go into the detail here now. I haven't got the report in front of me.
And, well, the report says 24%.
Look, Risk Metrics issued a report. We went to see them because we believe that their modelling was wrong based on our own independent experts' report. They subsequently issued a new report to say that their first assessment was wrong. And I'm going into all the detail of it here now. We can talk to you offline later with our experts and they can answer your individual detailed question.
Chairman,
but the board's quite comfortable with what we did.
I think you're going to find that the remuneration report is going to be voted down today, or if not, it will be saved by Mr. Little's shareholding. This report says that based on the calculations done by KPMG, it assumed that 88% of all future options in question were paid out in cash, and that was after assuming you had delivered earnings per share growth of 24% a year for the next 3 years. And this is assuming, this puts a valuation on Mr. Little's payout. Mr. Little got $8.57 million cash payout. This report says that his 484 options in question were valued at $18.30. That means you were assuming the combined Toll Asciano share price was somewhere up between $30 and $40. It's today $8. So you have showered $55 million of cash on 390 different executives, assuming a share price of $30 to $40, and that 88% of them would be all issued. And Paul comes here today and says he doesn't know what the $80 million was. He knows full well that the majority of the $80 million was one of the great executive indulgences we've ever seen in Australia. And Mark Rosethorne at Asciano last week pledged to give back $750,000 of his bonus because he accepted the calculations were wrong and should have included Brambles. And the question today is, how much has you, as the independent chairman, as a member of the Remuneration Committee, how much are you going to seek to recover of the $55 million of cash that you showered on all the executives based on casino assumptions that have proved to be massively inaccurate?
I'm not going to seek to recover anything. The board made a decision based on expert independent report, and the decision made on the facts available on that day we believe were correct, and we've accepted the modelling done by our experts, and that's where it remains.
Chairman, do you now accept, in hindsight, it would have been appropriate of the board to seek a second opinion?
No, I don't. We got an independent expert's report. We were going through a demerger where options that had already been voted by the shareholders at an AGM. So you're talking about tranche two of a series of options already voted on, had to be cashed out because they weren't available to all of our executives because of the ACCC's undertakings, and we used a very reputable independent expert report, used the information available at the time, and we stand by it.
Can you please give us the name of the person at KPMG who...
No, I'm not giving you the name of the person that...
Have we indemnified KPMG for that advice? I mean, I can't see how there can't be litigation here. You've given away $55 million of our money based on information which is now in the public arena, which shows that it is just negligent of this board to shower the executives like that. I cannot see how you will not be taking legal, someone, the shareholders will take legal action to recover $25, $35 million of this. I mean, it's just, if you read the report, it's staggering. I've never seen anything like it. Have you provided an indemnity to KPMG for giving this report? I mean, remember, KPMG is our auditor as well.
I'm not sure what the indemnity is, but we're quite comfortable with the report, as I repeat.